Title: Buyer Beware, Delaware Declines to Enforce Sale of Business Non-Compete. Content: Courts and state legislatures continue to take aim at post-employment non-competes. In a companion blog, we recently detailed the Federal Trade Commission's proposed rule banning post-employment non-competes. However, for years, and even under the FTC's overreaching proposed rule, non-competes in the sale of business context have generally received less scrutiny. The Delaware Chancery Court threw the deal world a curveball when it recently declined to enforce a sale of business non-compete. In Kodiak Building Partners, LLC v. Adams, the Delaware Chancery Court ruled that a non-compete contained in the party's sale of business agreement was overbroad. Rather than blue-penciling or otherwise modifying the covenant to modify or strike the overbroad restriction, the court struck the non-compete as unenforceable in its entirety. As background, Kodiak operated 4 business lines in 81 locations and 16 states: 1. Lumber and building materials, which, depending on the location, may include roof trusses; 2. Gypsum, including drywall and related supplies; 3. Construction supplies, primarily steel, rebar and structural steel; and 4. Kitchen interiors, such as kitchen appliances, flooring, cabinets, and countertops. Kodiak entered into a stock purchase agreement to acquire Northwest and Mandaire Construction Incorporated, an Idaho corporation selling, manufacturing, and delivering roof trusses. In connection with the acquisition, Kodiak entered into a restrictive covenant agreement with certain of Northwest's stockholders, including Philip Adams. The restrictive covenant agreement with Adams was detailed and included limitations on geography and time. It prohibited him for a period of 30 months post-closing from owning, managing, operating, controlling, or participating in the ownership, management, operation, or control in any endeavor or activity or business which was similar to or in competition with the business or any part of it, anywhere in Idaho or Washington and within a 100-mile radius of any location outside of Idaho and Washington where Kodiak had sold products or provided services within the 12 months prior to closing. Business was defined as manufacturing, marketing, selling, distributing, installing and/or delivering of trusses, roof, floor, and stair components, framing, siding and other building materials and supplies, and providing services with respect thereto, including design, engineering, turnkey solutions, project management and trade coordination services. Adams joined a competing truss business within 3 months of closing. Kodiak then filed a lawsuit against Adams seeking to enforce the non-compete. The Delaware Chancery Court ruled the non-compete unenforceable. As is customary under Delaware's quasi-rule of reason analysis, the court first observed that restrictive covenants must advance a legitimate business interest of Kodiak, the party seeking enforcement. The court further acknowledged that in the context of a sale of a business, Kodiak had a legitimate business interest to protect the assets and goodwill it acquired in the sale. However, the court opined that the prohibition against Adams went beyond trying to protect the roof truss business Kodiak acquired from Northwest. Instead, the restriction on Adams extended to all 4 of Kodiak's business lines, which exceeded the scope of the transaction. Specifically, Vice Chancellor Zern found the non-compete overbroad because it restricted Adams from competing within 100 miles of all of Kodiak's locations rather than the 1 Northwest location Kodiak acquired, and because the expansive definition of business encompassed all of Kodiak's 4 business lines rather than just the truss business in which Adams worked. The court noted the buyer's valid concerns about monetizing its purchase do not support restricting the seller from competing in other industries in which the buyer also happened to invest in prior to the acquisition. This language suggests the court would have placed less scrutiny on restrictions tied solely to (1) Northwest's geographic location and (2) Northwest's truss business. Just as notable, the court refused to blue pencil or otherwise modify the covenant and strike the overbroad provision. Instead, the court deemed the entire non-compete unenforceable because of the overbroad provision, and opined that in blue penciling,